Women's Shear in Chavis Halvavis, Sunday afternoon, Tess Mar Cheshvan Tavshinayin Hay, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh. Okay, so we're learning Chavis Halvavis, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh. We're in Paragimel. He tells us in Paragimel 30 exercises for life, 30, it's homework, 30 things to think about. Exercises, how to think about different things, and he has 30 things, and there's much more he says, and it's basically an overview of the whole Sefer, really, at least, and then plus some. So we're at the number 27. We started it last week. We're towards the end of it. 27 and 28 sort of go together. We'll see how they're different, why they're different, which one is harder, which one's easier, why they don't contradict each other. We know when good things happen, so we're taught how to deal with it, right? We have to thank Hashem. We can't say Kochi va'otzim yodi. We make a suda soda. We're thankful. We say Modem anachnu loch. We have Shar HaBechina for our lives, our existence, our lives, all the things that are good in our lives that we see as good. And Shar HaBechina reminds us that there's much, much good that we don't think about, as he explains in Shar HaBechina. We are used to it, so we don't think about it. We have Hergo. That's the first problem. That's why we need to learn Shar HaBechina, to break out of things that we're used to. The second problem is that we feel entitled, because that's really almost an offshoot of getting used to it, so we end up feeling entitled to it. We feel entitled to breathe, entitled to think, entitled to walk, entitled to have all the things that we have. And it really, I always talk about biology, but it really goes beyond biology. We feel entitled to exist. We feel entitled to live. We feel entitled to be Jewish. We feel entitled. We tend to feel entitled. We tend to discount it because we're used to it. And the third issue, which makes learning Shar HaBechina important, he says, and this is, leads us right into this, is that life is, there's always not such good things happening to people. Life has problems. Life has issues, whether it's money or health or relationships. There's always, and it's not such big things. I lost my wallet. Someone stole from me. Someone embarrassed me, maybe publicly, maybe not publicly. Someone said harsh words to me. These are all bad things that happened to me, things that I would rather them not have happened. When we say bad now in the context of learning this cheshbon, we say bad means if I had my choice, it would rather have not happened. So that's why it's important to know Shar HaBechina, that it's far outweighed by the good things that are happening to me. And that's not how the Chavis Halvavis will teach us in number 27 how to deal with it, but that is a way to deal with it. 27, it really tells us how to deal with the bad. Again, bad means I'd rather it not happened. But there is an overall picture of Shar HaBechina that says the very fact that I exist, and the very fact that I'm alive, and the very fact that I still have my rational faculties, and the very fact that I'm Jewish, and the very fact that, you know, it goes on, is far, far outweighs any problems. But that doesn't really help us with the problems, because Lamaisa, someone stole my wallet. And how do I feel about that? And how do I deal with that? And why did Hashem do that to me? Or someone gets ill, chas v'shalom, or someone breaks up, a relationship breaks up, or someone embarrassed me publicly. Like, so it's a madrega to even think that Hashem did it. But that's good. We should think that way. And Chavis Halvavis wants us to think that way, and that's right. That's what we always talk about, lo sikum v'lo sitar, and it's not that person, it's not personal, Hashem did it. David HaMelech reached that madrega where he really felt Elokim Omar lo kalel, and although he ultimately punished Shimi ben Gera, because Shimi ben Gera did an Aveira, he was Morid b'Malchus, but, you know, to have reacted then almost viscerally, the reaction of a Melech, David HaMelech felt was sending the wrong message, and he wanted to teach Elokim Amalo Kalel, which we should all feel, and that's the chinuch by Lo Sikam Velo Sitar. If you could pursue it in Beis Din, if you could go to a doctor, whatever you can do is within, if it's within the realm of Ishtadlus or a Din Torah, or to write the wrong, so the Torah allows that, Hashem allows that, because we don't ultimately know what Hashem's cheshbon is. Maybe Hashem only wanted me to have the agmas nefesh of the robbery, not the loss of money. Maybe Hashem didn't really want me to be sick. Maybe Hashem just wanted me to spend all the money on medicines, and so on and so forth. But so that's all. But now we're going to learn a direct how to deal with cheshbon ha'adam im nafsho, the contemplation a person should have. That's the Chavis definition of cheshbon ha'nefesh. Kishatovu olav ra'o begufo, when bad meaning I'd rather it not have happened. Begufo, maybe I'm wounded, maybe I have a wound on my foot that I suffered for over 2 years from. Maybe any illness is a ra'o begufo. Oba b'mono, lost my wallet, or it was stolen, my pocketbook, someone broke into my house, my boiler exploded. Oba inyan, meinyanov, or anything, any relationship we have. Life is peppered, as he points out in Shaar HaBechina, life is peppered with bumps in the road, we'll call it, with problems, with issues, with nisyonos, the Mesos Hasharim calls it nisyonos, with things, how do we deal with it? Rabbi Victor Miller on his tape, he makes a very nice. I had a laugh when he said it because it's so true. He compared. He said, "You know, life is basically good. Just again, the very fact that we're alive, etc., etc. But it's peppered with problems." So he said, "That's why marriage is a very good practice for that. It's basically good, but it's always problems, and you have to deal with them." So he says, "Marriage is a very good practice." And your attitude towards Hashem, you know, even without what we're about to learn, but just the very fact that to keep in mind, you know, Vayar Elokim is kol asher asavi nei tov ma'od, and it's peppered with issues and problems that we'll learn about now are there to make us grow, that are good, really, not really bad. So, but it's, you know, but it's always good to keep in mind, and it's helpful. And to keep in mind Shaar HaBechina, that is think of the marriage, it's such a good sushtel, it's beautiful sushtel, it's basically good, like, you know, but you get so caught up in the problems that you forget that. But really, it doesn't do any good when your wallet was stolen. We're going to deal with what do you say to yourself when your wallet's stolen? What do you say to yourself if illness or a relationship breaks up, Chas V'Shalom, or there's no parnos in the house? What do you tell yourself? What do you do? So he wants us v'kabel hakol me'olokov b'simcha, and he's going to explain it. It's not enough. That's his point here. Is it's not enough? We believe in Hashem. Of course I'm going to accept it. Hashem is much stronger than me, and you can't fight City Hall, and I certainly can't fight Hashem. And this is really based on a Gemara. You know, talking about an avel. Shalom, and if the Avil says, what can you do, in the wrong tone of voice, that's a bad thing to say, if it's in the wrong tone. I stress the wrong tone because the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch talk about that, because it's such a normal thing to say. But there's what can you do, so there's the what can you do in the sense that, well, if it was up to me, I wouldn't have done it. But, you know, Hashem is stronger than me, and Hashem has the final word, so what can I do? That's bad. There's again, it depends on the tone of voice. Just the sentence, what can you do, could be what the Chavis HaVavos is talking about also. So, but it's not enough to accept it. There are madregas in acceptance. He wants us to, he's talking about the madrega. For some people, maybe, it would be a wonderful madrega to just accept it and not have tainus to Hashem. You know, not shake your fist at Hashem, so to speak. And say, you know, how could you do this to me? So it's a madrega to just accept it because Hashem's stronger than you. And what can you do? So you accept it. But Chavetz Chaim is past that. That's kid stuff. He wants us to do what we're supposed to do. He wants us to be what we're supposed to be. He wants us to reach our potential as people. And he wants us to be mekabelit besimcha. Number 27 is not to be mekabelit, but to be mekabelit besimcha. Meaning, Hashem did it, and I know it's tov, and therefore, I'm happy he did it. I don't have to, maybe I'll understand it, maybe I'll get to the airport, and I'll find out that the plane crashed. Maybe I'll find out that I'll ultimately did a better shidduch than the one that broke up. Again, then it's easy, when so to speak. Maybe it's hard till it happens, but we don't, Chavetz Chaim Lubavitch wants us across the board. We don't always see the bad being good. We don't. But we have to understand that it is, and this is really a basic Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Kashem shemavarchen al atova, kach mavarchen al hara. And the Gemara doesn't understand. This is like a lumdisha Gemara. Ladies, I'll learn Gemara with you. The Gemara says, "What? Just say you have to make a bracha on the raw. What are you being cute for? What do you need a comparison for? What do you say? Like mevarach al tova, mevarach al raw. What are you playing games with? Just say you have to be mevarach al raw. So the Gemara says you have to make the bracha b'simcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's saying. And therefore you're accepting it b'simcha. That's it. You're saying because you know it's tov.
So it's not scary to say that, you know.
We're not communicating. That's what you're supposed to say. That it's good, and I'm accepting it b'simcha. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you to just accept it because Hashem's stronger than you. And you can't fight City Hall. He wants you to accept it b'simcha, to understand that it's tov. At the very least, to believe that it's tov. Which is an avoda, because we don't always understand why it's tov, which is really a gemara, according to the Noida Behuda, through the Gemara Psachim, which is why we make a Dayan Emes instead of a Tova Meitiv, because we don't understand why it's tov. If we would, Osid Lavo will be shown why it's tov. And then we'll, not will be besimcha. It's supposed to be besimcha here. While you're making a Dayan Emes. It sounds superhuman. It sounds impossible. You're supposed to make a Dayan Emes besimcha. That's a Gemara. It's a Din Shulchan Aruch. It's not like some, you know, Madrega. Maybe it is a Madrega you have to work 40 years on. It might be. But it's a basic Din. It's a Din. Because that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah means, Kashem. It means you have to say it b'simcha. So the Chavetz Chaim is not such a big chiddush. It's a Gemara and it's a din in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to make the Dayan Emes b'simcha. Now let's go through the piece because he'll explain how you do that. The Yisbol Sevel, and he's accepting what happened, wrote Sebedinu Elokim. I accept with my hands thrown up in a surrender, but I welcome what Hashem did to me. It's a madrega, and it's hard, and it's easy to sit here and talk about it, but I welcome what Hashem did. If we're lucky, we get to see it. I can tell you the good things that happened to me because I was in pain for 2 years. I can tell you, I lost a lot of weight, which maybe saved my life. I caught up in a huge backlog of my main parnasa because they were getting really, really annoyed at me. And I'm sure it was kaparas averus, which is always like the default, the tov. If you can't see the tov, it's, you know, better in olam hazeh than in olam haba. Because that's a gemara, that's a Yerushalmi, you know, a person suffers in this world. If there's nothing else, he thanks Hashem for giving him the suffering, because there's no comparison. What a person will undergo in Olam Haba for Averos is immeasurably more painful and more horrible and more terrible and more excruciatingly painful than anything that could be in Olam Hazeh. So as much as we're in pain in Olam Hazeh, at the very least, we thank Hashem. Again, you know, it might be a story like Yosef HaTzadik. It might be I was sold down to Mitzrayim by my brothers, and sat in jail for 10 years, and Hashem was spinning wheels so that I should become a Mishnah Lamelech. But you don't always see that. But that's like one way, or like the plane crash, right? Or the better shidduch. But first of all, you have to be open to it. You have to admit it, because sometimes you see it 4 years later. Many times it brings us closer to Hashem, and that's also a fantastic good. Like, thank you, Hashem. My davening is a different davening. That's the imahos. My davening is a different davening. Oh, I was masakin certain things. Shraga always gives me permission to say it over. Right? Something happened to him, and he sat in jail for 3 years. And, you know, whenever I ask him, I don't ask him anymore, it's many years later, but, you know, would you rather it not have happened? He can't say, of course I would rather it not have happened. Because there's certain things, certain good things came out of it, and he's not willing to relinquish those good things. Maybe you could say, I wish it would have happened without that happening, but a realist says, but it wouldn't have. I'm not saying what it was. I'm switching now to generic things. I daven differently now. Right? Dr. Blass, every davening is like Ne'ilah. Now that's wonderful. Would it be like that if he wouldn't have what he has? No, it wouldn't. Every davening should be like Ne'ilah. Right? But it's not. That's the human condition. So the effect... Yeah, that's a good. I'm going, it could be like Yosef. It could be the plane crashes. It could be a better shidduch. It could be you're closer to Hashem, which is really the best tova that a person can hope for. Because what are we in this world for? We're in this world to get close to Hashem. And to feel Hashem's presence. And to bond with Hashem. And to feel close to Hashem. And all the mitzvahs are just ways to do that. All the mitzvahs are ways to feel Hashem in our lives. That's what it says. All the mitzvahs boil down to emunah. Right? Hashem is real, Hashem is there, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Haromamus, Yiras Onesh. So if whatever happened to me, if it brought me to that, then that's the goal of life. The money is like a joke. Even health is a joke. If it brought me to be closer to Hashem, so... Again, I'm jumping. These are all the good things that come out of it, and you have to focus on those good things. And if you have nothing else to say, you could always describe the default tov is kapara, a kapura, we say, right? But if you have to mean it, you have to feel simcha in your heart. He's going to talk later about people that just express, you know, simcha, but they don't really feel it. You know, he's talking about the real stuff. He's not kidding around. He wants you to feel simcha in your heart. And sometimes we just can't do it. We don't see any tov, or we can't like jump the gun, and we don't feel closer to Hashem. We feel sometimes estranged from Hashem. Different people react different ways. And sometimes, unfortunately, we feel estranged. And to say it's a kapara, you know, so then you have to believe that it's tov. I like it. You know, there's different madrigas a person could be on. We could all think of things in our lives that turned out to be tov. The school you didn't get into, and it was better for you to go to the other school. This house didn't work out, you ended up in a much better place. This job didn't work out, you ended up with a better job. Etc., etc. We all have things in our lives like that. If that doesn't work, if you can't see it, you know, you became closer to Hashem through davening, through just thinking about, you know, things in life that you can be misakein. Doesn't have to mean that it's a punishment, but you know, I call it tightening the screws. What's the name? The guy that wrote the book Seven Habits calls it sharpening the saw. You know, you tighten up your life. You know, I'm not so careful about Lashon Hara. I daven a little too quickly. I'm good. You know, I'm diving. I'm diving 2 times a day, 3 times a day. I'm talking to women. But I could spend a little more time, and I could be more makbid maybe, and I could have a little more kavana. So you tighten the screws, and that's absolutely, like, how can anything be better than that? Because that's nitzchias. And then you say it's a kapara. And if nothing works, because sometimes, you know, these are not easy. You know, I'm sitting here saying it. I don't want you to think, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's very, very hard. at least have the emunah that it's tov. But he wants you to really mean it, not pay lip service, because he wants you to feel the simcha. He wants you to say, thank you, Hashem. The Gemara wants you to make the dayan emes besimcha. I know, I believe that this is good for me. And thank you, Hashem. And not if I was running the world, I would have done it differently. Chas v'shalom. That's not a good sentence. That's a bad sentence. You should never, ever, ever think that. You can daven that the to'eles should happen a different way, which is also, you'll ask me, why? Why should I daven? Just like we daven for anything. And I don't want to go into tefillah now. But just like we daven for anything, which is part of the system. So if everything's good and everything's wonderful and everything is the best, so why should I ever daven for anything? Which is a very, very good question. And I don't want to go into it now. But, I have to say something. Either because, first of all, it could be as part of the system. Hashem doesn't really want you to be sick, but he wants you to earn your good health by davening for it. Hashem doesn't really want this to happen to you, but he wants you to grow in your relationship with him by davening for it. So davening might be what the ultimate goal is, and how do I know such a thing? Because it says a beferish by the imahos, that Hashem wanted them to daven more intensely. And you gotta figure they were davening pretty intensely before also. But Hashem wanted them to even do better. And he withheld children from them for 10 years. And it wasn't some a woman with children, having children, not having children, which is bad enough. But their whole purpose in life was to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. Who knows what thoughts were going on through their minds? Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe Avraham is going to, what's going to be? But Hashem wanted them to intensify the tefillah. There's that, and also tefillah is part of the system. Tefillah is part of the system. That's how we get things. So it's really not logical to say, why should I daven if Hashem only does what's best for me? Because the system that Hashem created from Sheishas Yimei Breishas, with Adam HaRishon, is that man should turn to Hashem in need and daven. And you don't know when to stop davening. You don't know, there's no such thing. Is there ever a point where you should stop davening and say, this is what Hashem wants? Theoretically there is, but I don't see how we could ever relate to that, because the Imahos kept davening after 10 years. And 10 years is an awful long time.
So if we're supposed to say dynamis,
Every very, very good question. There's two mahalchim in an answer. One is that the Ramban in Chumash asks the question in the Isra of Lotus Godadu, not to tear your flesh over a mace. So the Ramban talks about, and Kitzur Ramban says you're expressing sorrow because you missed the person. The person departed. It's no better, so to speak, than if someone went away on a long journey. I come home today, my wife says, I'm taking a trip around the world without you, and I'll be away for 2 years. So I'll feel bad, and I might even cry, and there's a mitzvah to express. So it's for the Ramban says it's from the merchak, the person's far away. They died, so they're just far away. They went on a trip, and it's not so hard to think of it like that, because we'll be reunited by Tchias HaMesim, and they're in a good place. But we mourn the richuk. We mourn. I miss them. They're not here, so I mourn that. I feel sorrow, just like people cry, says the Ramban, if someone goes away on a long trip. So you cry. What happened? They're going away for great reasons. Yeah, but, I'm going to miss them, so I cry. That's one answer. The other answer is out of respect that they're not here anymore. There's a gap in my life. There is now a gap. Maybe it's a gap that's Latova and it's good, but there is a gap, and I have to show that it matters to me. I can't treat a human life with such disrespect that you always, if someone robs me of my entire belongings, I have to be besimcha and I have to thank Hashem. But if someone close to me was taken away, then I have to show the respect that I, you know, the person's not here anymore. There's a gap in my life. There's a gap in my life that can't be filled. It's good for me to have that gap, but it's still subject to mourning. That's two different mahalchim. Okay, anyway, let's get back to Chavit. I love this, because he wants to stress that you have to be besimcha. The Yisbol Sevel Rotsa Bedinho Elokim, the Lo Sevel Miskatzef Al Gzeiroso. I don't want you to accept it and shake your fist at Hashem. I want you to accept it and say, thank you, Hashem, without gritting your teeth and saying, thank you, Hashem. Yeah. You're supposed to, you have to work on that. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
interrupt. No, you're not interrupting. Okay, the Chavis HaLavis doesn't put it, no, I don't know about wrong. The Chavis HaLavis is telling you how you're supposed to react. If it takes me 6 months to get there, that's okay. Bitachon takes a lifetime. This Madrega takes time. We're human beings. But the reason to learn this Cheshbon number 27 is because eventually, hopefully, it'll sink in. And it might take some people 4 years. It might be 10 years. We're talking about something that's really a superhuman. Especially since I have to say a Dianemus. And like, so it takes time. The Chagallah does not mean to imply that it's something that, you know, we snap our fingers and do. It's too difficult. Look what he says about Avraham Avinu. Kamo shenema v'chikisi l'Hashem ha-master panov mi-beis Yaakov. The Kivisi Lo, that's an amazing, you know, if anybody ever learns Nach, you have to remember how the Chavis HaLavis is understanding this Pasuk. When a person learns this Pasuk, he assumes it means that I'm waiting for Hashem's Yeshua. When Hashem is Master Ponov, I'm waiting for Hashem, but that's not, then it wouldn't make any sense. He's saying, V'chikisi L'Hashem, V'kivisi Lo, to show me what's good about what happened. That's how he's understanding the Pasuk. To let me be besimcha about what happened. Val Yiyah K'mishenemar Olov, another pasuk, v'hoya ki yirav, person starving, hungry, v'hiskatzef, gets angry, v'kilel b'malkol v'elokov, upono l'mala, and he blames at Hashem, and he shakes his fist at Hashem. V'da'ochi, this is so appropriate, because we're learning parshiyos lech lecha and vayera. Kihas, this is the Chavis HaLavos. He says this is like a chiddush. Now you'll know it. You say the Chavis HaLavos says in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon number 27, Ki ha'asor nisyonos shenisa ha'mokom es Avraham Avinu lo hayinu mishapchim lo omdo bohem. We would not praise. It wouldn't be a big deal that Avraham Avinu passed the nisyonos unless shehayim makabel ha'kol me'olokov beratzon uvetuv levav. This. Two misunderstandings of Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos. The second one is very sophisticated, but it's still, according to the Chavis HaLavos, it's a misunderstanding. The first is, let's see if you can do that. Let's see if you could be Moser Nefesh. Let's see if you can go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's see if you could go down to Mitzrayim. Let's see how you, if you'll kill Yitzchak, if you'll shecht Yitzchak, etc. That's not it. That's for sure not it. You know, you do what you gotta do. The Nisayon was the deeper understanding of his Nisyonos, but the Chavis HaLavos goes even deeper. But the deeper understanding of the Nisyonos, and I once spoke about it, is his Emunah did not waver. He didn't have kashas on Hashem. Lo hirer acher midosov is what Rashi says. He wasn't Mar. He didn't even think, how could you tell me Shech Yitzchok? You said, Kibi Yitzchok, Yikari Lechazara. How could you promise me Eretz Yisrael and I can't even find a gravesite for Sarah? How could you tell me Lech Lechome Yitzchok and now there's a Rav and I have to go down to Mitzrayim? He had a Muna and he said, this is what Hashem is doing and I'm not questioning it. But the Chavis HaLavos says, nah, that's also kid stuff. Of course you're not questioning it. Hashem is Hashem. The Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, this is a tremendous chiddush. The Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu was to accept it besimcha, beratzon, ubetuv levav. Kamo shenemar umatzoso es levavlo, we say this in davening, ne'emon lefanecha, and he's understanding that ne'emon is not just faith and not just acceptance, but welcoming. That's the word, welcoming. If you did this, Hashem, then it's great, and I thank you for it. And that's what, amazing, it's a tremendous chiddush, because, you know, think of Avraham Avinu and Sionas in that way. Most people think of it that he did it, and then you reach him, but they say, no, it was Emunah, the lo hira acher midosov, that was in the Sion. Kabbalah Zalola says, no, it was that he was makabalit beratzon ubetuv levov. And now he says, V'yotzei Mitzrayim, in contrast to Avraham Avinu, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, lo nischayvu, what was their sin? He says, for the most part, their sin, lo nischayvu la'ashimam, that we find them guilty, la'ochicham, and we say they didn't act properly, b'midbar, because they complained, because they were angry at Hashem. That was their avera was their attitude, not what they did. They didn't do anything. Once in a while, their attitude was, how can you do this to us? You don't like us. Pesinas Hashem osanu. And you can cover it with a veneer of frumkeit. You know, you're angry at us. We did averos. No. El al eskatzvam v'shevahoyu lahem libam tovim ho elokim. This is amazing, you know, he's implying, and it's going to be pretty much explicitly in the next line, he's implying that they might have even paid lip service to thanking Hashem. But Libam was not tovim ho Elokim v'im nevio, Moshe Rabbeinu, and look what he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. K'mo shenomar vayafatuhu b'fihem, they seduced Hashem, so to speak, with their mouths, u'b'lashonim, with their tongues. They were lying. The libam lo nochonimo, but their hearts weren't there. You know, he's saying, you know, they complained. The mikra was in their hearts. Upam and rabbles, and many times how you marim mordom umeriam belukim vaforas briso. Many times they expressed dissatisfaction with Hashem. Kasher tinsoim, and that's what the Chumash talks about. B'chol inyan misavim loshuv Mitzrayim. They say, let's go back to Mitzrayim, v'adom alazeh. So, Avraham Avinu's nisyonos and his godless, that we're living off of Avraham Avinu. His godless, says the Chavis HaLadlis, that he passed the nisyonos and he accepted them as the will of Hashem, and he was able to access Ratzon v'tov lev. He was happy about it. He welcomed it. V'hasevel hatov mida tova, v'hasevel sheba olav muchrach bo ein lebailav sachar olav. This could be an added incentive to work on this mida. He says there's a tremendous schar. The schar, there's not schar. I don't know. There's not much schar. He says a lot, and there's no schar. If you're sevel, what Hashem does to you. What can I do attitude, you know, Hashem's stronger than me, what can I do? Which is, again, it's also madrega. Some people turn away from Hashem, say there's no way Hashem can do this, why do bad things happen to good people? And chas v'shalom omar novol b'libo ein Elohim, chas v'shalom, we're not talking about that. That's like, but it's a sakana, and you have to be, no, there's Hashem, and he's doing it, and he's directing it. But that's not enough. Ein lebalo schachar olav. He's very, very extreme, the Chavis HaLadlis. He says, you're not going to get much schar for believing in Hashem. Maybe you will, you know. Maybe nowadays you get a lot of schar for believing in Hashem. But you're not going to get much schar if you just accept it, because you're muchrach to accept it. He says, the sevel hatov, the good, where you're saying, I welcome what Hashem's doing. I know it's a good thing. And I accept it as a good thing, and I'm besimcha. I may not understand it, but I'm besimcha because I can bring myself to truly, sincerely believe that it's a good thing. That's the key words. You have to truly, sincerely believe it's good, and it's a tremendous chus. It's a tremendous chus. I mean, you're like Avraham Avinu, Matzoso es levavo ne'amon lefanecha. Who wouldn't want that said about them? Umatzosas lalo namon lefonecha. She says, Vaselo shaboil of muchrach bol? Of course, because what are you going to do? You can't fight. Ain le bol of sachar olav. No sachar. Okay, I don't know. It's an extreme sentence. Maybe the sachar because some people turn away from Hashem. Some people go off the derech, as we call it. Some people get so angry that they just can't face. It can't be. There's something's wrong with the whole system. But he says, Elohim, he's not even contemplating that. He's saying, Ain lebay the tzachar olav, the ain mechila bo. That's again, if you need an incentive, this sentence should be the incentive. It's a tremendous chus to be mekabel pesimcha, and that itself brings mechilas, it's a kapara. Not even the thing is a kapara because you're suffering in this world rather than the next world. If we would take that sentence seriously, I know I'm going to get off. I have to come back to my original sentence. But I have to. If we would take that sentence seriously, we would always be besimcha. If we would really contemplate what it means to suffer in Olam Abba, to suffer in Gehenim, to suffer who knows what, and we are told by Chazal that the suffering in Olam Hazeh, which is minuscule compared to the suffering, it's a chesed Hashem, that there is suffering in Olam Hazeh, that's a kapora, and that's Gemara, it's Chazal, it's a kapora, and it takes care of things in Olam Haba, that we don't have to go through suffering there. If we held on to just that, and we believed it, and we had some inkling about comparing the two things, I mean, that's enough for Simcha right there, with nothing else involved. But he is saying that the schus of Matzosas Levavo Nemon Lefanecha, the schus of overcoming human emotions. Again, I always say, you're not going to walk out of here and have bitacha, we're not going to walk out of here and be besimcha if you go outside and the car doesn't start. You should. We're learning. Ultimately, we should say, thank you, Hashem. I know this is a great thing. Thank you. But you got to get there. Because it has to be sincere. The worst thing would be to kid yourself and to say it. And then that's what they did in the Midbar. In the Midbar, in his first description of the Dor HaMidbar, he says they weren't sincere. He said, how you doing? I'm pretty sick. Baruch Hashem. You don't mean it. But he wants you to mean it. But there's mechilabo. It's a tremendous chus. It's a wonderful display of avos Hashem, of emunah b'Hashem, of trust in Hashem. And he says you get schar for that itself. It's a midah tova that you get schar for. And there's mechilabo. Here he's saying the flip side. The ain mechilabo, that itself is a chus for mechila of things we do wrong. And the flip side is that there is mechila if you do the good, the sevel hatov. Histakalachi ma ben shnei hasavolim. I want you to think about these two types of acceptance. There's acceptance shaking your fist. There's acceptance, what can you do? What can I do? Hashem's stronger than me. And then there's acceptance ram b'simcha. His bonein, and I want you to think about hehefrei sheyesh ben shnei ha'inyanim. Because one is miles ahead of the other. He's describing it that the more inferior kind of acceptance, his lashon is ein lebailef sachar olav, the ein bo mechila. Now, again, that's what he says. Maybe nowadays we're on such a low madrega that that's also a schus, that we're still from, and we maintain our faith, and we accept that it's from Hashem, and, right, because there's plenty of people, it's not, we experience, look at the Holocaust. Okay, we can't imagine the Holocaust. I mean, we can't really, you know, when you talk about something bad happening, that's like, but some people, Taka, lost the faith completely, and some people didn't. So there they have it. And, you know, you read about people that go off the derech because bad things happen to them and they couldn't cope with it. So I wouldn't be so quick to say nowadays, ain lebailef sachar olav. I think it's a madrega nowadays where things are so confusing and we feel so entitled to things, and, you know, why do bad things happen to good people, and why, you know, so if we just maintain it's from Hashem, even the lower form of acceptance, I wouldn't be so quick to say, Ein lebailo sachar alav. I think that's pretty good. But he wants more. Because the truth is more. It's not a question of how frum you're gonna be. If you're gonna be makbir on this shita and borer or not on Shabbos. He wants you to get to the truth. We're not dealing with frumkeit. It's very important to understand that. We're not dealing with frumkeit. We're dealing with reality, with truth, with Hashem, with Hashem is a tov. Everything is tov. He does everything with tov. And therefore I should be besimcha. And I have to work towards the goal, like I always say about bitachon, of being in touch with reality. It's not a question of how frum am I going to be. It's really a question of how much in touch with reality I'm going to be. And the reality is that it's tov. So I have to get in touch with that reality. So think about the difference between these two forms of acceptance. At least understand clearly. Don't mix them up and say, look, acceptance is acceptance. I accept what Hashem did. Realize the difference between acceptance because you're mukhrach and acceptance because you welcome it and you're besimcha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next week. And this is, we have to continue next week, and then we have to, 28 is mamish another, is a different take on dealing with sorrows. So next week I hope we'll finish 27 and do 28. 28 is like a whole different take on it, and it wasn't easy for me for years to shtim, to make them both fit, but we'll learn it. This is very important. What could be more important than this? Okay.